support. Every person sometimes falls short or blatantly fails in his or her endeavors. Therefore, best friends not only delight in their mate's successes, but are willing to support them during downtimes. Even the most optimistic people get discouraged with or disappointed in themselves. Trying to cheer up your spouse or offering a word of encouragement can do wonders. Listening empathically and helping your companions sort through feelings to regain a positive perspective are effective ways to be supportive. Sometimes the troubles we encounter call for more than an empathic ear or words of encouragement. If you truly desire to be your mate's best friend, offer to lend a helping hand. Make it a point to ask not only open-ended, "How can I help?" questions, but to offer your help in specific ways. For example, if your wife seems a bit stressed in preparing for a presentation, you might ask, "Would it help you concentrate better if I fix dinner, clean up the dishes, and put the kids to bed?" Other times, it's best to take the initiative and do whatever seems to help without asking or being told. Many individuals believe that the best way to support others is by living the golden rule: do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Although well-intentioned, there is a higher principle that's especially useful as you attempt to support your marriage partner. For many years, family experts have referred to this higher principle, which is more valuable, as the platinum rule: do unto your mate as your mate would have you do unto him or her.
A perfect example of this is in our own marriage is a simple back rub. When I give Trace a back rub, he generally likes it firm and hard, to knead his muscles with real vigor. On the other hand, when he gives me a back rub, I generally prefer a soft, gentle touch that barely skims the surface of the skin. To me, this kind of back rub is far more relaxing and comforting than a vigorous massage. The point is, we both need to take our cues from each other, rather than using our own preferences in trying to be supportive of one another. Nevertheless, because I occasionally enjoy a firm massage to relieve my tense muscles and stress after a busy day, it's important for me to clearly express my preference at the time I ask from each other, rather than using our own preferences in trying to be supportive of one another. Nevertheless, because I occasionally enjoy a firm massage to relieve my tense muscles and stress after a busy day, it's important for me to clearly express my preference at the time I ask, or he offers, to give me one of these oh-so-appreciated gifts.
In other words, to truly support his wife, a husband uses what his wife desires as his frame of reference. Likewise, supportive wives will take their cues from their husband's wishes.